Surah Al-Fath, Surah 48 of the Holy Quran. This surah was revealed while the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and his companions were traveling from Medina to the city of Mecca to perform the first Hajj as commanded by Allah. They stopped on the outskirts of the city at a place called Hudaybiyah, where the Holy Prophet asked permission to enter. But the people of Mecca, the Quraysh, they refused and didn't allow him. There was now the possibility of a fierce battle breaking out. The Holy Prophet gathered his companions and the Muslims that were with him under a nearby shajara, under a nearby tree. And he asked them to make a promise, a pledge, that they would support the Holy Prophet regardless of what would happen, even if faced with death. The companions agreed. And in verse 18, Allah says, Radiallahu, that Allah was pleased with the believers who promised to support the Holy Prophet. This pledge became known as the Pledge of Ridwan, the one that Allah was pleased with. The Holy Prophet went on to make a treaty called the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. It avoided further conflict and it brought peace to the region for over 10 years, allowing the Holy Prophet to return the following year and perform the Hajj safely. The Treaty of Hudaybiyah was a fath, was a victory. And it is this victory that Allah is declaring in the opening first verse of Surah Fath. In verse 24, Allah tells us He sent Rasulullah as a messenger, bil huda, with guidance and the true religion. The Quran is a book of guidance. It teaches us the right way to live, the way to live to become our best. Hadiya in Arabic means a gift, and it shares the same root word as hidayah, guidance. The Quran and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi are true gifts that Allah has blessed us with. If we follow Rasulullah and the huda, the guidance that he brought us, then inshallah we can achieve fath, victory. Let's go through the Quranic vocabulary. Fath, victory. Shajara, tree. Ridwan, pleased. Allah was pleased with those that promised to support Rasulullah under the tree. Huda, guidance. When we promise to follow Rasulullah, to follow the huda, the guidance in the Quran, then inshallah we too can achieve fath, victory. Sadaqallahul Aliyyul Azim.